Anyone who's still camped out tonight on the school's South Plaza can be cited for trespassing and forcibly removed from the campus, says Jill Wakefield, Chancellor of Seattle Community Colleges. But she says she hopes it won't have to come to that. The school is working with state and city agencies to determine the next step.
We've been working to resolve the situation peacefully, and we just need the cooperation of Occupy Seattle to make this happen.
For now, it appears as though a number of occupiers have taken the eviction notices to heart. Wakefield says several of the tents are coming down, and it appears that the occupiers are getting ready to move. The question is where. Some are thinking of taking up Mayor McGinn on his offer of City Hall, but about half of the 100 or so protesters are thought to be chronically homeless men and women who've integrated themselves into the makeshift city. And the fear is that they'll get left behind or swept up by police when it's time to enforce the eviction. To avoid that, Wakefield says.
We've contacted the city's Department of Human Services, and we've asked them to work with the homeless who are up there to help them find an appropriate place to stay.
Notes on Occupy Seattle's website indicate the group is considering a move to St. Mark's Church on Capitol Hill, but they're waiting on permission from the congregation. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.